Kurt Campbell is Senior Vice President, Director of the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Diplomacy produced the 1994 agreement to freeze North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Only 9 years later, Pyongyang is on the verge of restarting the program. Can diplomacy bring a more durable agreement this time?
Oh, I think it's going to be very tough, but I also believe it's worth a try. I think that one of the hints that we received from the very short meeting in Beijing is that our North Korean interlocutors gave some hints, apparently, that they may be prepared for a deal of some sort in which, for a very substantial fee, probably involving money and some sort of guarantee about their security, that they might be prepared, again, underline might, to trade away some of their nuclear capability and also admit to very intrusive verification regime. Now, it's not clear that they appreciate what would be involved there, but at least hinting that they'd be prepared for such a dialogue is probably worthwhile for us to explore.
Would China and other North Korean neighbors cooperate with a diplomatic approach?
Absolutely. In fact, I think the cheerleaders in that section will include China, Japan, and South Korea, all of whom want very much for the United States and North Korea to sit down, even if that process is embedded in a larger multilateral framework.
Some analysts have suggested increasing economic pressure on North Korea. Can the U.S. do anything unilaterally to tighten the squeeze on the North Korean economy?
Not much more than North Korea is already experiencing. For economic sanctions to be really successful, it will need to be strongly supported by China. And again, your previous speaker, I think, underscored one of the key desires of China is not to have North Korea collapse, which would be a disaster in terms of what it would mean for Chinese economy already suffering greatly from the SARS crisis.
In fact, North Korea says it would regard UN sanctions as an act of war.
Yes, indeed. Many of the countries on the United Nations Security Council have talked recently about sanctions. Russia, for the first time, indicated that they were troubled by some of the things that they've heard from North Korea. I think there is some reluctance, however, to go that route because, in all likelihood, there are some hurt feelings from the most recent encounter in the United Nations over Iraq. And so I think it's more likely to have the diplomatic grouping to have a Northeast Asian character involving the key players that we've already mentioned.
What about military options?
Military options, you know, really the most important thing to keep in mind here is that North Korea is the land of lousy options. If they're were a good option, it would already have been tried. I mean, we've tried ignoring them. We've tried diplomacy of some sort or another. We've tried threats. Military action is probably the worst of all options, although I also think you can't completely take it off the table. The biggest problem is that when you talk about sort of surgical strikes, first of all, you're not sure at this juncture what you would hit. North Koreans have had a lot of time to move around some of their assets. But more importantly, there is the concern that it will trigger a larger conflict on the Korean Peninsula, which could involve the deaths of hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of people, in a very short order. That would be horribly destabilizing and obviously would have tremendous negative consequences for the region and the world.
So you'd go with diplomacy?
I think for the most important reason is that right now, you have other countries in the region who are a little bit anxious about how the United States has handled this. And what you want more than anything else is that if you have to look at tough steps, you want to know that your closest allies are going to be with you. And they're going to think, well, look, we've gone through all of the better options. And that if we're left with only negative options, you want for Japan, Korea, and China to at least acknowledge that we've given diplomacy its best possible shot. So,
thank you very much. Kurt Campbell is Senior Vice President, Director of International Security at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a public policy research institution.